I got desperate and decided to try to rob a bank again. So I was down in Marina Del Rey, and I tried one, and I gave her the note that said, put all the money in the bag. And she was behind the glass window. And she was like, no, get out of here. So I left. She called the cops.
All right, Johnny.
Hey.
Johnny, where'd you grow up? Where are you from originally?
I grew up in Orange County.
Tell me about your family growing up.
Orange County. Oh, how was it with my family?
Yeah, tell me about your family growing up.
Oh, we were Christian. I have a sister that's 4.5 years older than me.
What were your parents like?
Conservative, Christian, Republican.
Do you think that...
Strict.
Strict?
Yeah.
Were you a troublemaker?
No, not really. Not until I got older.
Mm-hmm. What kind of teenager were you?
I was into punk rock. Still am, actually. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you got into drugs early or no?
I was 16. I started doing tweak and stuff like that.
What's tweak?
Speed.
Oh, speed. So many slang names for it.
Huh?
So many slang names for it.
Right.
And that was something that you continued with?
Yeah.
What, how many years has it been?
Oh, shoot.
How old are you now?
Like, I'm 48.
48? You've been using since then?
Yeah. Like, over 30 years.
Yeah. What does crystal meth do for you?
Oh, it just gets me up. Gets me feeling good.
Yeah. Where are you living now?
I live at the Weingart.
On Skid Row?
Yeah, on Skid Row, on 6th and San Pedro.
How long you been there?
Like 3 or 4 months.
Where were you before that?
I was at a rehab in Vernon that I paroled to from.
Hmm.
And I was there, and I was out on job search, and I had $20 on me, and I bought a 20 of speed from some homeless guy, and then I sat there and I smoked the whole 20 of speed, and then I came back, and they're like, we need you to do a drug test. So I got thrown out. So I put all my stuff in a backpack, and I hit the streets, and I just kind of hung out in front of the Midnight Mission for like 3 or 4 days, just like smoking dope with strangers and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then I went and saw my parole agent, and he said there's a bed open at the Weingart, and I said, oh, really? Cool. All right, let's do it. And it's pretty cool at the Weingart. They give you your own room there.
So you have some privacy.
Yeah.
Were you living on the streets before that?
Yeah. Oh, no, I was living at that rehab.
But before the rehab?
Right. I was, but yeah, for like 3 or 4 days, I was on the streets.
Hmm.
Yeah.
And tell me about your life now. Do you have children?
Yeah, let's see. I have my son, Isaac. He's 23. I have my daughter, Isabel. We call her Izzy. She's 20. And then I have my daughter, Ruby. She's 18. And then I have my daughter, Valerie. She's 16.
Were you around to raise your kids?
No.
You were on the streets, basically?
No, I was in prison.
Oh, you were in prison?
Yeah.
What were you in prison for?
I went to prison for the first time for armed robbery. I stole 4 bottles of liquor from a Ralph's grocery store in Long Beach. And I had a knife in my back pocket. And I got into it in the parking lot with with this boss boy that worked there. We just got in an argument. We didn't, like, get into it or anything. But he called the cops. The cops came and they got me. I got 3 years in a strike for that. Then I got out, and I was only out for 6 weeks, and I got out and I robbed a bank. And I got 9 years and a second strike for that, of which I served 6.5 years straight. And then I got out, and I went to the Hollywood Reentry Program on Hollywood and Vine, and Franklin and Vine, pardon me, and in Hollywood. And I was there for like 6 months, and I got kicked out for doing dope. And I wound up renting a room from this lady in this, like, it was, I guess it was sort of like a sober living home, but I mean, nobody was really sober there, though. And that was in South Central LA on Avalon and 103rd, near the Watts area. South Central. It was my ID was Los Angeles properly, but it was South Central. And one day I was getting off work. I work at Chrysalis. I pick up trash along the side of the freeway for $18 an hour. That's what I do once again now. And I was working at Chrysalis, and I got off work, getting off the bus one night, and I was crossing Avalon Boulevard, and I got hit by a car that, like, knocked me onto the hood of the car, and then it knocked me onto the ground. And I was dumb enough to complain about it at work a couple days later. I said, I got hit by a car a couple days ago. And they're like, oh, well, you need to go to the doctor and get medically cleared. And it took me 8 different doctor visits to get medically cleared to be able to return to work. And during that time, they couldn't let me return to work. So I went 2 months without working. I couldn't make rent, so I wound up hitting the streets again. And I was on the streets for, this time for like 4.5 months. And I got desperate and decided to try to rob a bank again. So I was down in Marina Del Rey, and I tried one, and I gave her the note that said, put all the money in the bag. And she was behind the glass window, and she was like, no, get out of here. So I left, and she called the cops. And then I took the Blue Line all the way to Long Beach, and I tried it at a Wells Fargo right down where the Blue Line ends on 1st Street. And, or 5th Street. And, the same thing happened, and I got out, or I walked out, and I was walking up Long Beach Boulevard, and the cops pulled me over and got me. And I wound up getting 8 years, 8 months. They wanted to give me 60 years for that. And I served, like, a year fighting my case as my own attorney, even though I didn't know how to do it. And I got the deal all the way down to 8 years, 8 months, of which I served halftime. And I just got out, like, 6 months ago. I feel like I'm doing all right. Not bad for a guy who just got out 6 months ago.
Have you changed? Are you a different man now? Or are you?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I still get high, but, like, once in a while, yeah.
How are you making money now?
I work. I work at Chrysalis once again. I got my old job back.
You're doing your trash pickup on the freeway?
Yeah.
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 So let me go back to your childhood. Tell me about your parents a little bit.
Well, they were Christian. My mom was a hippie in the 60s, like 60s and 70s. My dad wasn't. My dad was real straight-laced. They're around these days. They're old. They live in Colorado. Dad's 77, mom's 73. They're both retired.
Josh told me that your parents were brother or sister related, something like that?
Well, that's my dad. That's the guy I call dad. But my actual real genetic father was my grandpa on my mom's side. My mom grew up kind of different. She grew up wasn't out with her mom and having sex with her dad, having sex with her brother and stuff like that.
Really?
Yeah, and it just kind of continued with her and her dad. Like, she would cheat on my dad all the time with her father. And he got her pregnant in 1977. I was born 9/30/77. So I would imagine at the end or the beginning of 1977, he got her pregnant.
So your biological dad is your
grandpa.
Your grandfather.
Yeah. His name was Jim.
That's an interesting way to grow up for your mom.
Yeah, it's one of these whispered family secrets. You know what I mean? It's like, don't talk about that, Johnny. You know what I mean?
Yeah, nobody wants to share that info.
Yeah, it's just like, I tried to talk about it before. My mom's like, don't talk about that. I said, okay.
And so what do you see for your future now? Do you see yourself getting off the streets, or do you think you'll be on the streets for a long time?
No, I see myself getting off the streets. I mean, right now I stay at the Weingart. I actually asked my friend. I have, besides Ruby, I, and Izzy and Valerie, I have Megan, David, Mike, Liz, and Stephanie, age 16 to 6, from my friend Melissa.
These are other children?
Yeah. No, I don't. They live in Buena Park. And Melissa actually just lost her husband, and I asked her to marry me, and she said yes.
So you're going to be getting married?
Yeah.
And the names you just mentioned were who? These are
kids of mine that she had by way of in vitro fertilization. We were good friends when I was in prison. I mean, pardon me, when we were in high school.
And then when you went to prison, she had children
over the last 16 years. Yeah.
Through in vitro, she had children that are yours. So you actually have
Yeah, they're genetically biologically mine.
Got it.
Yeah.
And where do you see yourself going? What do you do? Are you looking? You're not looking to stay at the Weingart, obviously.
Yeah. Well, my parole agent said that I need to give him eight more months of violation free parole, and I can discharge my number that I've had since 2010.
So because you're a felon or whatever, it's job hunting is a little difficult.
Right. Well, no. I mean. I have a job once again. I work at Chris. I was at work all day today. Yeah, I was walking home from work today when your guy pulled me over.
But those Chrysalis jobs are basically most of them are for people that have legal problems or legal.
Oh yeah.
So you're kind of limited because of your prison history.
Right. Chrysalis doesn't care. They'll hire a person even if they have a prison record. They don't mind. I think there's probably quite a few of us there that have been in prison.
Do you have any regrets in your life?
No. No, not really.
If you had your life to live all over again, what would you have done differently?
Probably done more drugs.
Did you finish high school?
Yeah.
What do you worry about now? What are you afraid of?
Nothing. Nothing I don't have to be.
Let me ask you one last question. What would you say is the most important lesson you've learned in your life?
If you don't stand for something, you're going to fall for anything.
Yeah, I've heard that before. All right. Thank you so much for sharing your story.
Yeah, for sure.
I wish you lots of luck.
Awesome.
Thank you, man.
Cool.
When I was designing the first Softwood Underbelly book, I realized that there were so many great portraits that weren't going to make it into that book. They just wouldn't fit. And once I saw how well that first book sold, I knew I'd have to design a second book. This second book is finally ready to ship. Like the first one, this book has a collection of some of the best portraits from Soft White Underbelly, accompanied by a quote from that person's interview. This book features another group of Rebecca portraits, as well as a collection of color images of the Whitaker family, and plenty of others. You can order yours for $125 or $150 for a signed copy at softwhiteunderbelly.org. Again, like the first book, once this book is sold out, I will not be printing more of them. The portraits are what Soft White Underbelly is all about, and these two books contain the best of all that work. Thank you for watching.